Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening to those of you listening to a live broadcast tonight, July 10, 2012. And hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great, you remembered our time. Yes, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, again, we have live programs that are on our Tuesday evenings. Wednesdays and Thursdays are for rebroadcasts and special programs. There is a link on my website. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, on Blog Talk Radio on the Internet. Now, to call into the program, call 619-789-6835. That is 619-789-6835. Or you can send an instant message during the show through the link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Now, to find the program without the link in my e-card, you have to enter the name of the program or my name into their search engine on the Blog Talk homepage. Yes, it's a little involved, but that's why I'm taking the time to tell you. Please, any problems with the internet links, let me know. Give me a call at 866-472-6094 after the program. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies and ideas shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Tuesday was a rebroadcast, so if you missed that program, you can go to my website, www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link to hear the program. For appointments with me, and that's face-to-face or remote, and for general information, call 866-472-6094. Now, remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Again, that's www.amtherapies.com. You can go there to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and to our friend. You can also follow me on Twitter, Alternative Medi, and don't forget New Skin Supplements and Beauty Products. It's where I call beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, today, after the news, we're going to be talking with Joseph McClendon. He's PhD, author of Get Happy Now. Get happy in 10 minutes, feel happy in 10 days, be happy for life. You were born to be happy. What happened? Now, at the end of the program, we will discuss the herb wild oregano and the asana matsyasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, now, you know, it seems that we're having a little technical difficulties there with these audio files, and I'm going to ask you to bear with me 1 second because we do have a live guest, and I want to make sure all the audio files go nicely. So I'm going to refresh the studio, and we'll start again with these files, and hopefully they will perform much better than they have been. If not, we won't use them at all. I will try to be happy in any event. Okay, I think I am going to forego the audio file for the news bit, but just imagine you hear the sound underneath there. Training improves recognition of quickly presented objects. And this is from Science Daily, July 9, 2012. Quote, attentional blink, end quote, is the term psychologists use to describe our inability to recognize a second important object if we see it less than half a second after a first one. Now, it always seemed impossible to overcome, but in a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Brown University psychologists report they've found a way. So far, it has seemed an irreparable limitation of human perception that we strain to perceive things in the very rapid succession of, say, less than half a second. Psychologists call this deficit, quote, attentional blink, end quote. We'll notice that first car spinning out in our path, but maybe not register the one immediately beyond it. It turns out we can learn to do better after all. In a new study, researchers now based at Brown University overcame the blink with just a little bit of training that was never, well, before tried. Quote, a color change can be very conspicuous. If all items are black and white, and all of a sudden a color item is shown, you pay attention to that, end quote. Credit, Mike Cohea, Brown University. Attention is a very, quote, attention is a very important component of visual perception, end quote, said Takeo Watanabe, professor of cognitive linguistic and psychological sciences at Brown. Quote, one of the best ways to enhance our visual ability is to improve our attentional function, end quote. Watanabe and his team were at Boston University when they performed experiments described in a paper published the week of July 9 in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The bottom line of the research is that making the second target object a distinct color is enough to train people to switch their attention more quickly than they could before. After that, they can perceive a second target object presented as quickly as a fifth of a second later, even when it isn't distinctly colored. Train the brain. Okay, in the first and most important experiment, the researchers sat 10 people down at a computer and showed them a rapid-fire sequence of many white-on-black letters and just two white-on-black numbers. The characters would appear and disappear within a tenth of a second. People were then supposed to type the numbers they saw in one set of sequences. The numbers were spaced only two characters or a fifth of a second apart. In another set, the numbers were spaced apart by six characters, or more than a half second. People performed hundreds of rounds of each task. Before training, they also lasted hundreds of rounds. People were much more likely to get the second number right when it was presented more than a half a second after the first. If it was presented less than half a second later, there was a measurable attentional blink effect. To train people, Watanabe and his team made only one difference. They colored the second number red. Quote, a color change can be very conspicuous. If all items are black and white and all of a sudden a color item is shown, you pay attention to that. End quote. After training, the researchers went back to presenting the subjects with the same kind of black and white letter and numbers sequences for two more days. In the more rapid sequence, the trained subjects were able to get the second number right much more often, almost exactly as during the sequence with a longer time between numbers. Attentional blink was almost completely gone. In a second experiment, they invited the subjects back an average of 2.5 months later, they found the perception performance increase was still in place. To test whether the color training was effective rather than the mere repetition of the training, the team ran a training session for six new participants in which the second target was not colored. Then the scientists measured the volunteers' performance. Without the increase in salience provided by color, the subject didn't show an improved ability to spot the second rapidly presented target number. The researchers also tested to determine whether the mere presence of color helped extinguish attentional blink, even when it was not linked to the second target number. They asked eight new people to undergo a training in which the second target varied in when it was presented, but that the second character after the first stimulus was colored red, whether it was the target or not. People with this training also failed to improve. Quote, the results of the experiments 3 and 4 together indicate that attentional blink is eliminated only when target 2 is consistently attended to during training. End quote, the authors wrote. Okay, so that said, the effects of training were shown in successive experiments to take hold even when the experimenters varied the time interval between the first and second target numbers, and when the numbers were masked not by letters, but instead by gibberish characters. Faster processing or attention switching. Okay, finally, the researchers ran the original experiment with 9 volunteers in an fMRI machine to see what was going on in the brain before and after people received training. The goal was to see if training helped them process quicker targets, like they do with the more slowly spaced targets, or whether they pay attention differently. If the improvement came from processing, the researchers reasoned they'd expect to see brain activity when handling the more rapid sequence bear greater resemblance to the brain activity during the slower sequence. Instead, they saw no such increased correlation in 4 parts of the brain. This gave credence, the authors concluded, to the alternative explanation, which was that people were deciding to switch their attention more quickly after training rather than processing the visual stimuli faster. Quote, attention is a cognitive component of visual perception. We have shown that even a higher cognitive component of visual processing can be improved. End quote. And that's Watanabe. In addition to Watanabe, other authors are Hung Chao, Li Huang Chang, forgive my pronunciation of these foreign names, Kazuhisa Shibata of Brown, and Yuka Sasaki of Brown and Massachusetts General Hospital. Very interesting, and it certainly can be generalized to some other phenomena when we talk about how certain minorities, for example, may be perceived differently or perceived more obviously because of some of the things I talked about in the beginning, unless, of course, you learn the way to eliminate the effect. But anyway, long story short, when we come back from break, which I hope will work so that I can get this promo in, I will talk to you about our guest, Joseph McClendon, author of Get Happy Now.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine in that it tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Right, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Remember, on my website, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. We are going to be talking with Dr. Joseph McClendon III. He's a PhD and author of the Get I keep wanting to stick a Z in there, but there is not one. Get happy now. Get happy in 10 minutes. Feel happy in 10 days. Be happy for life. If you want to call in with questions that you want to ask my guest, you call 619-789-6835. That's 619-789-6835. Now, Joseph McClendon. Joseph McClendon is a global leader in the peak performance field. Now, as an instructor at the University of California, UCLA, Joseph taught re-engineering, leadership management, and advanced communication courses for the Engineering and Management Extension Program. His company, ProSequences Research Group, is a leading peak performance coaching organization that works with leaders in the political, entertainment, and business communities. His commitment to give back and assist others in achieving happiness within them has been the driving force in his career. He holds a doctorate in neuropsychology and several certifications in the neurosciences and is an expert in life transformation by assisting others in overcoming fears, phobias, and emotional challenges. Joseph has authored two books with world-famous peak performance coach Anthony Robbins, including the bestseller Unlimited Power, A Black Choice. As the senior head trainer of the Robbins Research International, he has worked side by side with Anthony Robbins for two decades, training individuals and teams. His story and messages have been featured in many national magazines, including O Magazine, Success, and Success from Home. He lives in Southern California with his wife and son, Joseph McClendon IV. Okay, now, there was something else I wanted to mention there. It says here that you were co-author with Anthony Robbins of Ebony Power Thoughts, Inspirational Thoughts for Outstanding African Americans, and Unlimited Power, A Black Choice. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned both of those. Hello, Dr. McClendon.
Hello, Parthenia. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you, of course. Before we get started actually talking about this beautiful book, and folks, it has a beautiful cover. I love the colors and the layout of it. I do have a question to ask him of the clock and why it shows a specific time there. But before we get there, I wanted you to just tell us a little bit about yourself, your upbringing, the beginning of your life was like.
Absolutely. Well, I was raised in I'm a military brat, if you will. My father was a career Air Force man, and as a matter of fact, he's here visiting with me now. I hadn't seen him for about a year, and we've been having some conversations about my childhood, so I'm kind of fresh on that. But being raised in the military, my father was very, very, he wasn't strict, but he was very, very, let's just say, he had some things that needed to be done, and that we had to get done, and so on. So we had our chores and everything. And, of course, growing up, that was something that bothered me. But now I look back on it, I thank him for that. And probably the biggest change in my life or that put me on this direction that I am on this path that I'm on now, Parthenia, is in when I was 19 years old, through no fault of my upbringing, I found myself homeless. And I lived in a cardboard box behind an old drive-in theater in Lancaster, California. And long story short, what put me there was some people tried to take my life because of the color of my skin. And it destroyed my self-esteem. It destroyed my self-worth and all those things. And it just went downhill from there. And what changed it for me was a kind individual, somebody I didn't know, introduced me to personal development, for lack of a better term, by giving me a book. And the book was called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And he insisted that I read the book that day. And very long story short, I read the book, and it changed my life. And it set me on the path of personal development. It's what got me interested in how the mind works and the body. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing was when I went back to him, Parthenia, to repay him, I said, you know, you've changed my life. And how do I repay you? Because that's the way I was raised. He said, how you repay me is by doing the same thing that I've done for you in as many ways as you can for as many people as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I took that to heart, and that's why I do what I do.
Well, now, you know, before we get too far, why is it a couple of minutes before 12?
Because
I guess, am I the first to ask you that?
you actually are. However, oh, wow. there's some logic behind it. And you, as a psychologist, know that the brain works in some pretty predictable ways. And one of those predictable things that the brain does is that 12 o'clock means now for most people. When you think about it, they think, mm-hmm. Well, 12 o'clock is the middle of the day, 12 o'clock is this, is that. It's the most recognizable time on the clock. So the name of the book is Get Happy When? Now. So we looked at it, and, of course, it's Get Happy in 10 Minutes. Be happy in 10 days, and then, of course, say happy for life. And so we wanted to emphasize on doing it now.
I got you. Okay. Now, I want to read, I always like to read the headings of the chapters to give, you know, give our listeners an idea of what's covered in the text and how you sort of think and how you work, how you work the information. So if you bear with me a second, I'm going to run through that. Now, the book consists of 13 chapters. Chapter 1, life is much simpler than you've been led to believe. Chapter 2, transform. Chapter 3, the anatomy of happiness. Chapter 4, the truth about change. Chapter 5, constructing happiness. Chapter 6, getting focused on what matters most. Chapter 7, your life. Chapter 8, why? The magic magnet. Chapter 9, go further, faster. Chapter 10, walk your thought. Chapter 11, the happiness process. Chapter 12, the happiest people in the world. And chapter 13, living your life with intentionality. Now, of course, I put a star next to a couple of chapters that I hope you will, you know, sort of touch on through this evening. Sometimes I like to go chapter to chapter, but, you know, I'm open to however you want to approach it. The ones that sort of jumped out to me, of course, were 3, the anatomy of happiness, 5, constructing happiness, 8, why, the magic magnet, chapter 10, walk your thought. That especially jumped out to me. Chapter 11, the happiness process, and 12, the happiest people in the world. Okay, so.
It would have been easier just to point the ones that you didn't want to talk about. 3.
Yes. But I'm certain that the listeners would probably want you to at least touch on all as many as possible.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you can start out with, you know, what are you talking about? Why are you even doing this?
Yeah, let's start here. Number one is that it's not just about getting happy or, you know, being happy when you're not. Mm-hmm. Because, as I said in the title, I'm going to show you how to do that very, very quickly. Most people on the planet have been led have this false perception that getting happy takes a long time and is a long, arduous process, and it's hard to do. But that's part of the reason why I wrote the book, is to let people know it's not. It's easy, it's quick, it's fast, and it's simple. And if you think about it, Parthenia, how quickly do people get upset, angry, depressed, stressed out? At a drop of a – I live in Los Angeles. People cut you off. You cut somebody off, and they'll be angry enough that they want to put a bullet in you. You know, they get – it's that quick. Well, it's the same for happiness. It's the same for every emotion. And what I want people to recognize is it's not just about getting happy, but it's about – getting happy and staying happy long enough and applying a process, a very simple process, so that happiness becomes your default or it becomes who you are underneath, and it's sustainable versus just, you know, having to force yourself to be it and get into it. And having said that, what I'm doing here, as I said earlier, I'm all about, at the risk of sounding too noble, about assisting people in changing their lives. You know, I always say, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that the planet is going through some pretty crazy changes, and they're not all great. And those of us that dare to dream, and when I say dream, dare to do something about their own happiness and their own well-being, from health to mental and emotional well-being, we're the ones that not only stand in line to inherit prosperity, but we're the ones that will be the leaders of the masses, and we really need that. So what I'm doing is helping people recognize that happiness is the goal as well as the journey, and how to do it very simply, easily, quickly, and there's a process to make it happen so that it's sustainable.
Now, also, I just want to mention for the listeners, he has some fabulous quotes throughout the book, and as my listeners know, I love quotes. And you also have a lot of worksheet oriented types of items throughout the book to assist people in, you know, doing what it is you're suggesting or guiding them toward doing. I like you have this Dr. Oz quote at the beginning of chapter 2, to achieve your goals, make the right thing easy to do. And I assume that falls in line with what you're talking about in terms of the simplicity or how you make it simple.
Yeah, as you pointed out, there are 13 chapters, but there's only 150 pages in the book. And that's how simple it is.
Sure.
I wanted to make it an easy read, as you've seen. I wanted to make it easy to do, you know, so people will do it, because I wanted the processes in there to make a difference. because you know as well as I do, I mean, you're a psychologist, you know that knowledge isn't, it's powerful, but it's not power. Knowledge doesn't change anything. It's applied knowledge, or as I call it, wisdom, that makes changes. And I want people, and the result of the book thus far and the practices that we do are producing a lot of happy people.
Well, you know, people, we like to believe that everybody knows what happiness is or what the happiness is that they would like. But you even share in the book, a lot of times it's not that simple. So what are some ways that people can get a handle on actually what makes them happy?
Well, that's one of the processes, and I'll tell you, and I'd love to, if it's okay with you, leave your readers with something to do. Whether they pick the book up or not, I sincerely hope you do and want you to. And as a matter of fact, I've made it easy for people, Parthenia. I've given, there's a free chapter. I'll give you the website to go there to check out the free chapter, as well as there's an exercise, a process in the book that I videoed so people can see it, to see the process and recognize how simple it is to do. But as you said, you know, to answer your question, the processes that I put in the book, and to get there there are three steps. I mean, there's four steps actually. And the first one is what you just talked about, is finding your own happiness. And what that means is, if you ask 1,000 people, you're going to get 1,000 different answers about what is happiness or what makes them happy. And everybody has their own specific happiness. And the process of looking for it and finding it is the process of getting happy, or at least part of it. So step number one is to find your own happiness. And in the book, I take you through step by step on how to find your own particular happiness, the thing that makes you smile, the thing that makes you light up inside. And I should probably say a general explanation of what happiness is, because if you ask everybody, everybody's going to give you a different answer, is that joyful emotion or state of being where your thoughts, your physiology, meaning your physical body, and your emotions are optimistic about the future, the past, and the present. And that pretty much is it. I mean, that you know, is an umbrella over the whole thing. But when people feel that way, everything goes better. We make more money. People want to make more money? Get happy. People want to, you know, be healthier? Get happy. You know, all of those things.
Okay, could you hold that thought for me?
Absolutely.
While we go to break? Okay, folks, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we're talking with Dr. Joseph McClendon III. He's a PhD and author of Get Happy Now. Get happy in 10 minutes. Feel happy in 10 days. Be happy for life. You were born to be happy. What happened? If you have questions for my guest, call 619-789-6835. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now remember, here at Alternative Medicine Therapies, we offer iridology, kinesiology assessments, as well as consultations in meditation, nutrition, energy medicine, acupressure, and psychosocial concerns. When appropriate, we offer remote services. Call 866-472-6094 for appointments and information. That is 866-472-6094. And don't forget Nu Skin products. Don't forget to enter the code you have to enter either. And remember, there's supplements that incorporate nanotechnology and are more, which more effectively enables the cells to assimilate the nutrients into the body. Now, their beauty products are enhanced by an age-lock technology that promotes youthful skin. I call new skin, again, where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, tomorrow, just got to make sure I get this in. Tomorrow, the rebroadcast, July 11, 2012, which is Wednesday, will be Dr. Larry Dossey, the author of The Power of Premonitions, How Knowing the Future Can Change Your Life. And then on Thursday, July 12, 2012, I will be rebroadcasting my Dr. Toni Yancey program. She's the author of Instant Recess, Taking a Nation to Fitness 10 Minutes at a Time. She's very much involved in First Lady Michelle Obama's program. What is it called? Let's Move. That's right. Let's Move. Her Let's Move initiative. Okay, now, next week, July 17, 2012, my live Tuesday guest will be Jerry Gavin, author of Messages from Margaret for the year 2012 and beyond. And then, just FYI, July 24th, live guest will be Connie Bennett, author of Beyond Sugar Shock, the 6-week plan to break free of your sugar addiction and get slimmer, sexier, and sweeter. Now, we are back with Dr. Joseph McClendon III. He's PhD and author of Get Happy Now. Get happy in 10 minutes. Feel happy in 10 days. Be happy for life. Okay, Dr. McClendon, you want to please pick up where you left off.
I keep going, and I love this stuff so much. So you have to put the brakes on me at times, okay?
That's so, okay. I was so engrossed, I almost missed it, so that's okay.
Me too. One of the things I did, though, I promised I would give a website.
Oh, yes.
So people can go and experience it first if they want. I provided a free chapter and some videos and things on there. And you can go to success.com/get happy now.
Okay, could you say that one more time?
Yes. success.com/get happy now. And you can also get the book on Amazon as well. Just the title of the book is Get Happy Now. And what I was talking about is there are four steps that and again, I would love for people to get the book. And as you know, the book is all about getting change and making change. And I also want to give people stuff, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me on your show, because I want to give some people something to do. So the first step is finding your own happiness. What makes you happy? Step number two is to find out what stops you from getting happy. Because even first off, most people don't really recognize what makes them happy. They rely on the outside world or things to happen before they're happy, instead of it making, you know, knowing what it is and going after it. But most of all, people don't know exactly what it is that's, remember, clarity is very powerful as well. But when you find out exactly what it is that makes you unhappy, well, then you can go to the next step, which is to interrupt that pattern, or for lack of a better term, destroy that thing from a psychological, from an emotional standpoint. Destroy that, interrupt the pattern, and create what we call, you know, what is scotoma, which is a blank spot or a vacuum. And then step number three is to replace the bad with the good. And that's the process that we go through using the neurosciences. And then step number four is to condition it so that it becomes natural. So that when something happens, and it will, you know as well as I do, I can't change any of that. Stuff happens. And when it does, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be affected by it. What it does mean is it's going to make, if you have an undercurrent of happiness, if you have an undercurrent of well-being and joy, then, and that's your default, when something happens, then you go there quicker than you would already in time. What that means is anything, whenever anything bad happens, let's say, you know, you get your heart broken or something happens, and you've heard the old saying that time heals all, right? Well,
yeah.
In time, what happens is you stop being affected by that event, for lack of a better term, so deeply. So instead of, I call it, well, you saw in there, one of the chapters is further, faster, why wait? You know, let's get it done right now. Right now we live in this day and age where there's so much technology that's changed so much. Doesn't it make sense that we've made those leaps and bounds in human technology and change? So let's condition it so that you default to that, you become more optimistic, problems get solved much easier. Our challenges in life, when we approach them with an undercurrent, a sustained undercurrent of happiness, become what we look at as being stepping stones to our success.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I definitely want people to go out and buy the book. That goes without saying. And no matter what you share this evening, I strongly recommend that they read the book, because they're not going to understand completely what it is you're talking about and how it happens and how to actually do everything without reading and going through the steps and reading the explanations and the examples and what have you that you provide in the book. So I definitely want to make sure they realize that. Now, I always ask my guests if they can share the research behind what it is they're talking about. Why is happiness so important for us?
It's no longer conjecture or, you know, a guru saying so. It's no longer hearsay. It's science now. As a matter of fact, you know, to answer your question, from Harvard to Yale to John Hopkins, there is a study now. Well, I mean, there's several studies, but there is a practice now called positive psychology. And it is, as you know, it's a very, very real thing where they've studied from, whether it being from the financial sector to the health sector to well-being sector, whatever it is, the effect that being happy, the difference that in being happy as opposed to all of the other emotions are around, that's the one emotion that is the, I shouldn't say cure-all, but it is the one that's present when people make those miraculous changes in their lives, and that happy people live longer. You'll see the research that's in the book. Happy people live longer. They tend to make more money. They tend to be influence others. They tend to be more attractive, and I don't just mean, you know, that model attractiveness that we've falsely grown to believe is what life's all about. Mm-hmm. I mean attractive from an energy standpoint and from an influence standpoint. All of those things fall in place because of our own happiness.
Okay. Well, I certainly know from the standpoint of wellness and all of that, our homeostatic balance is significantly better when we're in that, whatever we perceive happiness to be, when we are in that place, we are
absolutely
much better off.
One of the things, I'm sorry to cut you off, one of the things I wanted people to recognize is that it can be attained very, very quickly. It can be sustained very, very quickly. And that people, that the steps and the process for doing it now, anybody can do it. And it's just a step-by-step, simple process. I love that they'll read it, but I love better that they'll do something about it.
Oh, yes. Well, now, you talk about the warrior mindset versus the victim mindset. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. A warrior is somebody who knows what they want and goes after it, makes decisions to go after it with confidence and with certainty in general. A victim is somebody that has allowed themselves to be pushed around by others, not just physically, but by their words, by their opinions, and so on and so forth. But perhaps even worse, Parthenia, a victim is somebody who allows themselves to be pushed around by themselves. Those old worn-out, habitual conversations in our heads and behaviors and things like that, we have a victim has allowed themselves to succumb to those things all too often. And the switch between a warrior and a victim is a fine line, because you can take somebody that's a victim and has been a victim their whole life and put them in a situation, a life-threatening situation, and guess what? They're going to stand up and be a warrior. For many, many years, I had a practice in Los Angeles and one in San Diego when I lived there. And for many, many years, that's what I did. People came to me that had fears and phobias and emotional challenges. And I was, through the neurosciences, helped them get beyond it in a very short amount of time. But I always say to people, if you got a fear of dogs, and you show up at my office, guess what's going to be in my office? Take a guess. and the reason being is I learned a long time ago, you can come in, and this is certainly not a knock on traditional therapy, but you can come in and lay on my couch and we can talk about it, or you can come into my office and we can do something about it. So I want the emotion that is bothering you the most to be right there in front of us right now so that we can deal with it. Kill the monster while it's a baby. And then replace it.
I like that. That's definitely motivating. Definitely. let me see. You say there's a phrase, and again, I'm trying. You know, I see it, say it, move it, prove it, groove it, process.
Yes.
Now, was that all you?
Yes.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, again, to make it simple, see it, meaning see it, what makes you happy. I always tell people, true story, I grew up in a place called Lancaster, California, and it's out in the middle of the desert, Parthenia, and it was, it's where they land the space shuttle. And so the roads would go for 20 or 30 miles out in the middle of the desert with no stop signs. And you would read about it 3, 4, 5 times a year, or see it on the news, where people would lose control of their car driving out there and run into telephone poles. And I always thought, well, a telephone pole is only 1.5 feet wide, and they're 20 yards in between each other. Why do people hit the poles? And then when I started studying, I recognized something that is, I taught at UCLA for a long time, and the engineers call it negative target fixation. And what happens is when you're looking at something, our eyes are on the front of our head for a reason, you know this. And when you're looking at something, your body will respond to whatever you're looking at by going towards it.
Yes.
And you'll feel that way. So the reason they run into the pole is because they're looking at it. So in the see it part of it, let's find what makes you happy and see it so that you'll feel it and your body will respond that way. Second thing is say it. As we say, my words, your words, all of our words have the ability to change the blood that flows through our body. I always say sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can change your life. And what I mean by that is all of us have these things where somebody said something bad about us when we were younger, and that changed how we felt about ourselves. Or somebody said something good about it, and that changed us. So when you say it, when we actually literally say the things that make us happy, it changes our biochemical makeup. Move it, which is the third thing. As we move our bodies, you know this, it changes the blood that flows through us. It changes our the way we breathe, all of those things. And then proving it means let's do it. Let's do the process so that you become happy in the moment. And then as we're doing that, we're actually starting to condition ourselves by visiting that place over and over again. But more specifically, going further, faster. There's a process by which it maybe have taken you your whole life to be unhappy. I should segue out just for a second. You know as well as I do, and I appreciate you so much for what you're doing for the world, really, Parthenia, because you know as well as I do, you cannot watch 2 hours worth of television without seeing at least one or two ads about depression and medication to do that and people that can't sleep and all of those things. And it's just not necessary. It's just not necessary. We can get the results that we want very, very quickly without those drugs and things. Oh, but don't get me started. And so the whole proving it part is helping people get to that place, but then I show people how to make it so that it happens much, much quicker. So you don't have to, if you've taken your whole life to get to where you are right now, it's going to take you just a few days to get yourself happy and sustainable happy.
Okay, now, are you hearing me well over there?
I am.
Okay, because you're sounding a little coming in and out a little bit on my end, so maybe it's just my headset. But anyway, thank you very much for that clarification on see it, say it, move it, prove it, groove it.
Grooving it, by the way, I left it out. Grooving it, just living it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you talk about. Let me see. Well, in the book, you mention an exercise where people can create abundant happiness by writing down a sample magnificent day. Do people find this easy to do, or does that even take an effort sometimes?
Everything's going to take effort, but by the time you get to that place, because remember, I do everything step by step.
Yeah.
By the time you get to that place, you'll be so excited about doing that it flows easily. Because and that's the thing. You don't have to be a writer to do that. It's just let's describe the future that you want so that you have it, and then let's plug it into your nervous system.
Okay, well, let's go on to, I'm curious about this, the anatomy of happiness.
Yes. The anatomy of happiness is the same as the anatomy for sadness, depression, joy. Emotions are all created by those three things that I said. What we're looking at internally and externally, what we're saying internally and externally, and how we're moving our bodies. Mm-hmm. You change either any one of those three, and that is how any emotion is constructed. Said differently, when you're upset about something, it's because you're looking at the worst possible scenario or something happened or bad, something with your eyes open or your eyes closed, you know, imagining it. You're saying to yourself, oh, this sucks, or this is terrible, or, you know, what's the worst thing that's going to happen here? And those words are making a chemical change to us. And our bodies are usually slumped over with a frown on our face. And that combination of those three things produces what's called sadness, upset, frustration, or whatever. Conversely, a smile on her face, eyes, you know, shoulders back, breathing deeply, thinking about or imagining something great, you know, about maybe being with your lover or your family or something like that, or something, you know, buying a new car or whatever, and optimistically and saying to yourself, I can't wait, this is going to be fantastic. That produces happiness, joy, and excitement. So that anatomy, we go through it very specifically to help people figure out what is yours. And then we're going to show you how to practice it, or shall I say rehearse it, which is different than practice, so that it becomes, again, a natural extension of who you are.
Very good. Okay. Well, hold that thought. And
okay.
We'll come back from break in a second. You are Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist.